Masechta Shkalim, Perichas Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues with the theme of Safek Tumah, and the Mishnah says, Kol HaKelim HaNimtzoin BiYerushalayim, any keli that you find in Yerushalayim, Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTfilah Tameyin, if you find it on the path that leads down to the mikvah, it's going to assume to be Tameh. Derech Aliyah, if you find it on the path leading up from the mikvah, then Tahirin, it's going to be Tahar. Shalay BeDerech Yeridasan Aliyasan, because the path that leads down to the mikvah is not the same as the path that leads up. Devei Reb Meir. So Reb Meir says like this, the mikvah in those days had two different paths, one that led down to the mikvah and one that led up from it, so that someone who toiveled a keli wouldn't bump into, by accident, someone that had a tamei keli that was bringing it to toivel. So Reb Meir says, if you find it on the path that leads down to the mikvah, you have to assume that the person was bringing it to toivel, and he dropped it before he toiveled it, so now you have to assume it's tamei. However, if you find it on the path that leads up, you can assume that the owner toiveled it and dropped it after he toiveled it, so therefore you can assume that it's tahar. Reb Yossi argues and says, no, kulan tahirin. Any keli anywhere in Yerushalayim, even the path that leads down to the mikvah, is tahar, because that's his rule. He holds that there's no problem of suffik keli in Yerushalayim as being tameh, and therefore you can assume that it's tahar. Chutz, except for minasal, the basket, vamagrei from the shovel, vamiritza, and the spade or the hatchet, hamyuchadin lekvaros, that these instruments, these kalim, were used for digging graves, and therefore they had a presumption of tumah, and therefore you could not assume that they were tahar if you find them. Zok Mishnah Gimel. Sakin Shanim says Biarba Asar. What happens if you find a Shechita knife on the 14th day of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach? So you normally are shechting your Karban Pesach on that day, and the Shechita knife, therefore, if you wanted to use a Shechita knife on the 14th day on Erev Pesach, you would have to toivel it the day before on the 13th. Because in order to use a Tamei Keli, you have to toivel it in a mikvah, but you also need Harif Shemesh, you also need sunset. So the earliest you could use a Keli, the latest you could toivel a keli would be the 13th of Nisan, so that you'd have Harif Shemesh that night, so that you could use it on Erev Pesach. So what happens if you find a knife on the 14th, a shechita knife on the 14th? So the Mishnah says, Shoichit b'miyad, you can shecht with it immediately your Karban Pesach, because you can assume that even if it was Tameh, the owner would have toiveled it yesterday on the 13th. Because the owner would have needed it for his Karban Pesach on the 14th, and he couldn't toivel it on the 14th, he would have had to toivel it on the 13th, so you can rely on the fact that the previous owner toiveled it. However, if you find it on B'shloisha Asar on the 13th, so then the owner has the entire 13th, the entire day to toivel it. He only needs to toivel it sometime before Shkia, so you can't rely on the fact that he already toiveled it. Maybe he was waiting to do it later on in the day. So therefore, if you find it B'shloisha Asar, Shoyinu Matpil, you have to go and toivel it again. You can't rely on the fact that the owner already toiveled it. And then, once you toivel it now on the 13th, then you'll have Harif Shemesh tonight, and then you'll be able to use it yourself for your Karban Pesach tomorrow. The Kaifetz, what about a meat cleaver? So the halacha is not the same, because a meat cleaver wasn't used to get on a Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach had a special halacha, v'etzem leisish beruvoy, that you were not allowed to break any bones. So they didn't use a meat cleaver, because a cleaver could break the bones very easily. So therefore, if you find a meat cleaver, bein bazeh, whether you find it on the 13th, or even if you find it on the 14th, shoyinu matpil, you have to go and toivel it again. Because since the owner would not have toiveled it to be able to be used for his Karban Pesach, so then, even if you find it on the 14th, it has a presumption of tumah, and you have to go and toivel it if you want to use it. Now, here's a new halacha. The owner of this karbon would bring a besides the Karban Pesach that he brought on the 14th, he also would bring, as part of his Oyle Regel, he would bring a Chagiga on the 15th. On the first day of Yontif, he would bring a Chagiga. Really, he had 7 days to bring it, to bring this Chagiga that was for Oyle Regalim. But most of the time, they brought it on the first day of Yontif on the 15th. So now, the Mishnah is going to tell us that the halacha is follows. Chol arba asalios b'shabbos. If you find the cleaver on the 14th, which is Shabbos, which means like this, the Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos that year, and the owner would have normally, if he had a meat cleaver that he wanted to use on the 15th on his Chagiga, so he would have toiveled it in a mikvah on the 14th. So that's why if you find it on the 14th, you have to assume maybe he didn't toivel it yet. However, if the 14th is Shabbos, so then he couldn't toivel it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to toivel a keli. It's a problem of misakein. So it comes out that even if it was Tameh, the owner would have toiveled it earlier. He would have toiveled it on the 13th, so that it would be able to be used on the first day of Yontif. So therefore, the halacha is different. Chol arba asar lios b'shabbos. If you find the meat cleaver on Erev Pesach, which is also Shabbos, then shoychit b'miyad, then you can use it, the meat cleaver, for your carbon. Why? because you can assume that the owner would have tavled it earlier on Erev Shabbos, which was the 13th. Bachamisha Aser, what happens if you find it on the 15th? Then again, Shoychit Bamiyad, you can use it with your Chagiga, because again, he couldn't tavel it today. Today is Yontif. Today is the first day of Pesach. So therefore, you can assume that he would have tavled it on Erev Pesach in order to use that meat cleaver with his Chagiga, and therefore you can use it immediately with the presumption of Tahira. Nim says Keshura Lesakin. Here's a new case. What happens if you find the meat cleaver and the shechita knife attached together? Let's say there's a rope that attaches them. So then you have, on one hand, the shechita knife has a presumption of tahira on Erev Pesach. On the other hand, the meat cleaver has a presumption of tumah on Erev Pesach. So what's the rule as regards to the two? So the Mishnah says, Arega zoi kisakin. The cleaver has the same status as the sakin. The sakin has a presumption of tahira because the owner would have needed it for the 14th, so he would have tiveled it on the 13th. So we say he would have tiveled the meat cleaver, which was attached to it as well, on the 13th. Meaning, since he was already going to the mikveh anyway, to toivel his knife, his shechita knife, so the meat cleaver was attached. So he wouldn't come back to the mikveh tomorrow, so he would have already toiveled his meat cleaver together with the knife on the 13th. And therefore, if you find this package, the attached knife and meat cleaver on the 14th, you can even assume that the meat cleaver is tahar on the 14th, because he would have toiveled it together with the shechita knife.